Nice to catch up with Bud Harrelson. And Bud, of course, made his major league debut with the New York Mets back in 1965, went on to play 16 seasons, not only for the Mets, but also with the Philadelphia Phillies and the Texas Rangers. And he won two world championships, one in 1969, the other with the Mets in 1986. And he has a book out called Turning Two, My Journey to the Top of the World and Back with the New York Mets. But I'm always interested in motivations for authors as to why they write the books they write. Tell me a little bit about your motivation for this one.
Well, Phil Pepe is a dear friend, you know, a really a good, tremendous sports writer and publisher. He's had several books out, and he had a friend at St. Martin's Press who was a big fan of mine that always wanted to write a book. So he made, you know, I went to New York City and sat down, and, you know, we figured out, you know, it wasn't my idea to write a book. I did some, one book about, it's called How to Play Better Baseball. It was really guided towards, you know, real young kids starting in Little League and stuff like that. Just some advice, and, you know, for years, I didn't switch hit until I was my second year at AAA, and I started switch hitting then. And then they called me up in August of that same year, and parents say, "Well, my son's small like you, and you know, I'm trying to make him switch hit." And I said, "Don't. You know, he's got a natural side. You're going to take him probably to hit left-handed, which his natural side is right, and it's not a good idea." So. You know, this is not that kind of book. This is just a journey that I had as a player, or a manager, or a coach, all those good things. And, you know, a lot of good things happened when I was there. A lot of things happened right at Shea Stadium. So, you know, the book is really about that. You know, I did talk about Mr. Mays in my book because we got him in 1973, and I grew up in North California. I almost said Carolina, but that's way too far. Anyway, big fan of Willie's, and he came, and, you know, to me, growing up in the Bay Area, when the Giants came, he was a god to me. And, you know, to have him on the same team, you know, guys patted him on the back, and I told him, "You're not allowed to touch him," you know. And, you know, he's all baseball, you know. We closed Shea Stadium, and he came in. He's having trouble seeing. I got up real close to him, and he said, you know, I looked at him. I said, "Hey, Willie, it's Bud." He said, "Bud, I can see you." He said, "How's your minor league team doing?" And I said, "It's doing good." So he's aware of everything that goes on in baseball.
You know, playing with the Mets in New York, and I've talked to Willie about this because back, I think, in the 60s, it's fair to say that New York was – or in the 50s, New York was certainly the mecca for baseball because you had the Dodgers, you had the Giants, and you had the Yankees, and it was very special. But having played in New York and starting out there, tell me what made it so special for you, Bud.
Well, you know, I came right after the beginning. You know, I signed with them in 63 and went to the minor leagues. That kind of pushed me through that. And, you know, for my parents who are from Oklahoma and Texas, going to New York, I mean, I knew I was going to sign with them. The Yankees were the first team to scout me. And I knew I was going to sign with the Mets because they were, you know, they just started, and they started with older players. And my folks thought I'd get murdered in New York. You know, they watched too much TV. And I absolutely loved it when I got there. You know, I was well-received. You know, there was a couple guys that beat me there. But, you know, I was there before Seaver. And then Seaver came up in 67, and I came up 65 in mid-66. And, you know, I went on to Kiner's Corner. I mean, I became popular, you know, little guy. Now, you have to remember, there was a Pee Wee Reese, you know, and there was a Phil Rizzuto who was much smaller than me. And New York always seemed to, you know, root for the underdog, the little guy. And, you know, I was one of those. You know, I had to learn how to hit left-handed while I was in the big leagues, but I became a really pesky left-hander. A lot of the right-handed pitchers that I faced, you know, the Gibsons and guys like him, you know, really good pitchers, said, you were a pain in the neck. You know, they had to make a lot of pitches to me, and that made them mad. They wanted me to make out, and, you know, early in the count. So, you know, I just became popular. One of the older players, Jack Fisher, said, kid, you got to move here. You know, and I was from Hayward, California, and in 1967, I actually moved to New York and bought a house in Long Island in 69, and I'm still here.
Let me ask you a couple of questions about some of the people you played with. We know that you played with Tom Seaver, but tell me about the first time you saw Nolan Ryan, your thoughts about him.
Well, he was kind of all over the place, similar to Koufax. You know, Koufax came up, and he was all over the place. Then all of a sudden, you know, he was unbelievable. You know, great curveball, great fastball. And Ryan had both those. You know, he learned, you know, later on when he got a little older, he learned a sinker and, you know, stuff like that. But, you know, for his career, which I think was 28 years, he was a power pitcher, you know, and that's rare for a lot of pitchers. Sometimes they switch and they're not power pitchers, but you know, Seaver was, Ryan was, you know, Gibson was always a power pitcher. You know, those guys were tough to face. Although I'm 2-for-5 off of Seaver when he got traded. So
you had a pretty good career also against Bob Gibson. You hit .333 against him, didn't you?
You know, I was asked who's the toughest pitcher for years, and he was tough. You know, he was either way in on you or he was out on the corners, you know, in the corners. And I said, Bob Gibson. And then a guy, you know, I'm not a static guy, stat guy. And he said, what'd you hit against Gibson, you think? And I said, about .150. And he looks it up. He said, you were 20-for-60. You faced him 60 times and you got 20 hits. You hit .333, big boy. And he walked me a lot more than he struck me out. So, you know, and I met him before, you know, he came to the Mets, and so I got to see him a lot when he was with Torrey. And I asked him why he didn't shake my hand when I was my first All-Star game, you know, and he said he never shook the hands of hitters. And I said, you considered me a hitter? So, you know what? He laughed, and that was it. So, you know.
you also, of course, managed the New York Mets, and it's one thing to play for them. It's another thing to manage for them. How comfortable were you managing?
Well, I was happy being a coach, and they decided to get rid of Davey, and they offered me the job, and they, you know, they told me the salary, which wasn't much. It was more than a coach, and you know, in hindsight, I wish I would have just stayed a coach. I might have still been there, but, you know, I've gone on to other things. I have a minor league team in Long Island. It draws 450,000 people a year with 6,000 seats. It's very successful. So I'm not sure all of that would have happened if I would have stayed in the game. But, you know, I preferred being a coach. You know, I could... I ended up being the bench coach. You know, I was Davey's, you know, right-hand guy, Davey Johnson. And I'd go to players and say, hey, Skip's not too happy with you. You better get your stuff together here. You know, so I was a, you know, in between for him. And, you know, I learned a lot. I tried to manage a little bit more like Gil Hodges did than Davey Johnson. Davey, you know, didn't bunt a lot. You know, he came from the American League, and they believed in if you got a guy in scoring position, you know, you don't bunt him over, you got three chances to drive him in. But, you know, I really wasn't happy. It didn't really work out good for me. I took second place my first year. When I was all done, I was the third. I had the third best winning percentage of any of the other managers that were before me, except for Gil Hodges and Davey Johnson. So
Bud
I don't
Harrelson.
Know where I stand now, but, you know, it was almost 2 years of, you know, a little frustration, particularly in the second year. The the media was real tough and real, you know, looking for negatives. And, you know, I protected the players, and it only hurt me, so.
Bud Harrelson is with us. We're talking about his autobiography, Turning Two, My Journey to the Top of the World and Back with the New York Mets. With the time we have left, I do want to touch on the 73 championship series. And you reportedly said about the Big Red Machine that you didn't think you talked about their lack of offense, and that led to a conflict in the game and also with Pete Rose. Tell me your side of the story.
Well, John Matlack, the second game in Cincinnati, John Matlack threw a three-hitter. You know, the Big Red Machine. And it probably was unfortunate for me, but I always had a snappy little, you know, cutesy answers and stuff. And a writer came to me and said, hey, Bud, you know, there were a ton of writers waiting for him to come off of national TV. And he said, what do you think about the Big Red Machine? I said, they look like me hitting today. You know, they were just, you know, not looking good, not looking comfortable. And I guess it got back to them, but I think if the guy went back and said that, that he must have said something else. And Pete didn't like it, and he was going to, you know, I heard through the grapevine he was going to come and get me to fire up the team. So, you know, that was a day off workout. Joe Morgan came up to me and told me, you know, what was going to happen. He wasn't, you know, that Pete wasn't happy and he was going to fire up the team. And, you know, that's the game the next day. That's the game he slid into me, and I threw the ball at first. He got up and hit me in the side of the head, and I called him some names. He said I didn't know him well enough to call him those names, but, you know, scuffle was short-lived, but there was a lot of scuffles around that, you know, with everybody out on the field. So people remember it, you know, people remember the fight, you know, because it was national TV and it was a playoff.
What strikes you the most about today's game, Bud?
Well, there is very little National League play, you know, moving players and getting them in scoring position, you know, through free agency and you know, more concerned with statistics rather than, you know, helping the team. You know, it's a little different. I mean, one league has the designated hitter, and I kind of like that because I would like to see guys in my era that had to quit because they couldn't play a position anymore go to the other league and still be very productive, just not having to play a position. I like the difference in them. But, you know, the low pitch counts, you know, I mean, if you look at Nolan Ryan and his career, I'll guarantee you that he pitched close to 200 pitches in games, if not more. And he pitched a long time. So, you know, I know that Nolan has taken his organization, and he's, you know, if you throw 80 pitches one game, you know, and you have 3 days off or so, he wants to see more pitches. He wants to see you build up your pitches, you know. I equate it to a guy that runs a marathon has to run more than 26 points, whatever miles, 6 miles. You know, he has to, you know, he has to not run it as fast, but he has to run 40 miles. You know, that's how you get your, you know, cardiovascular and your breathing, you know, right. And so, you know, I like to see that. I like to see guys stay, you know. I mean, I managed here. I have a DH. I managed the first year for my team, and I know with short pitch counts, you really hurt your bullpen.
Bud, I got to run to a break, but thank you very, very much for spending some time. Congratulations on this book.
Ron, thank you very much.
Name of the autobiography by Bud Harrelson is called Turning Two, My Journey to the Top of the World and Back with the New York Mets. And again, he played 16 seasons in the majors, starting out with the Mets and then the Phillies and finished up with the Texas Rangers. And two times he was a World Series champion. We continue with more of you and Sports Byline.